It's 10 o'clock on Thursday, the 6th of August, and lining up with an interview by phone, which is not first prize. Generally, it would be wonderful if it was live in the studio, but I can't bring my two very special first interview guests all the way from Umthunzini to the studio just for a chat, because they'll be in Ballito tomorrow. And who am I talking about? Well, remember when? Robin Auld and Zed Astaire, they were the rage in the 80s. And Robin Auld and Ant Cawthorn Blaisby are the rage on the North Coast at the moment. Are on the line, I believe, all the way from wherever. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah. We're all the rage. It's mostly road rage, actually, on the South Coast
M2. You know, Robin, I've been following you on social media forever, and I think you're probably the hardest working musician in the country. And Ant and I, well, we've played together on odd occasions, and I know that between the two of you, you know, that I preempted the show with the Foo Fighters heroes, and to me, you guys are the heroes, because I think there can be no tougher gig in the world than hitting the road with your guitar or your fiddle, our violin, and playing music to people that hopefully respond with love and joy and all of that. But I know for a fact that this is South Africa, and there are quite a few oaks, or, well, I'm using that term loosely to describe South African audiences, that believe that you guys are pretty much like on TV. They can talk right the way through your set and have a wonderful time and not pay attention at all. That must break your heart, but I'm sure that doesn't happen much. So welcome to the Dave Charles Show, guys, and let's kick off, because you're doing a bit of a Natal thing right now.
Indeed. We came up. I've been up. I've been down the South Coast. Did a couple of gigs down the South Coast, and we're coming up. Ant and I play usually once a year, sometimes in the second year, but we get a bunch of gigs together. We've got about five on the trot this weekend. We're doing Umthunzini tonight, and then Ballito Friday night, Old Mushroom Farm and Howick Saturday. Mandela Cafe on the 9th, Sunday, on Women's Day, and on the 10th, we're doing Wilson and Shell Hole.
You know,
I
was delighted to discover that you were coming to Ballito, because I saw the Mandela Cafe's post, and when I saw that you guys were playing there, I thought, oh, I've got to go. I mean, it's a long haul from Ballito, but it's such a cool little venue that, and I think you know, it would be a real treat to hear you in that setting. But then I saw that you're coming to Ballito, and as we're based here, it's a great opportunity to kind of promote the fact that you're coming to Ballito. But the interesting thing for me is that the other gigs that you're doing have got entrance fees of, I think, the Mandela Cafe is $180, which is bloody cheap for what you're getting. Here at the Lifestyle Centre, it's free. How does that work?
Well, I know. Well, do you want to take that one?
I can do that, yes. Okay, so there's a wonderful lady by the name of Tessa Woodley.
And I think that you might be a bit too close to your machine, because it sounds like you're underwater. Maybe just there you go.
Is that better?
Oh, it's better.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a wonderful lady called Tessa Woodley who organizes all the entertainment at the Lifestyle Center. And it's not just us, it's every single weekend. There's three or four acts, there's three or four different venues around the center. And she does a thrilling job of organizing it. And we are very, very fortunate that, in fact, she has a budget to be able to sustain it, which means she can offer the entertainment, sometimes world class entertainment, for no cost at all to the people who attend the Lifestyle Center. So, yeah, a wonderful initiative.
So tomorrow night's gig to the public is absolutely free. I believe you're playing at the market, which is pretty much like open air in a sense, to a degree. And you got to get there early, folks, to get a table right in the front next to me. We're reserving seats because it's a rare opportunity to hear two of South Africa's finest performing musicians together at no charge. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. So, Robin, just getting back to you, you're Cape Town based, are you?
Yes, yeah, I live in Komaki.
Well, I feel so sorry for you. But welcome to South Africa. It's nice that you're here with us for a while. And I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful gig here at the Lifestyle Center. You know, the last time I spoke to you officially, can you remember this? You were at the end of a pier in Durban with your surfboard, and I was interviewing you for a television show, at the end of which we arranged for you to leap off the pier, and we would...
You made me jump off.
Yes, we made you jump off, and we threw your surfboard after you and instructed you to catch a wave and ride it. Now, that wasn't difficult to do at all. I mean, hell.
Yeah, I think I've actually managed that.
You did?
I was staying recently in Durban, and I was staying with a friend of mine, Warren Dixon, and he's a new pier local. So we went along there, and... all these guys, I mean, they're like my age, but they're used to it. You know, they go to the end of they run along the new pier, and then they hurl themselves off the end of the pier.
Yeah.
And I went along there, and I sort of looked over the bay railings. It's quite high, you know.
It's really high.
and I'm 66. So it's like, man, I don't know how I feel about this. There was a Zulu guy standing there. He gave me great sympathy. He said, no, don't do it.
Listen, the things you do for a camera, hey? I mean, this is it. The world of the performing artist. You've also been playing a lot with Wendy Oldfield as a duo that you call Oldfield, but A-U-L-D Field, which is a wonderful. Yeah. How is that collaboration? Is that sort of in here and there, or is it a regular?
Yeah, it's kind of, we'll hook up three or four gigs in Cape Town or on tour and stuff. And we do it sort of once or twice a year.
Oh.
And stuff that comes in. So it's not like a permanent thing, but it seems to be quite popular. You know, it's difficult in South Africa. I mean, most of my bread and butter is solo, but I do band gigs, duo gigs, and so on. So I've been playing with Wendy for about 7 or 8 years now, Oldfield.
Okay.
I'll just point out, it took us 3 years to think of the name Oldfield.
Yeah. Well, your Natal collaboration can be called... Your Natal collaboration can be Old Blaisby. How about that?
Yes.
I like it.
I've always wanted a double-barreled name like Ant, you know?
Yeah, no, it's very posh. It's very... Don't get it wrong, by the way. He gets upset. You don't call him Anthony or any... He'll give you a clout. And someone told me that the fiddle that you play, the violin... is actually a very ancient instrument, like an 1800s type instrument. Is that right?
Currently, the fiddle I'm using most, it says probably mid late 20th century.
Okay.
I did at one point own an instrument that was made in 1852.
Okay, so it's a more modern instrument.
Yes, well, I mean, in terms of design, it's... Yeah, that design's been around since the probably 1400s. That specific instrument is maybe about 60 years old.
Have you ever thought of getting one of these electric instruments?
I've actually played one from time to time, and I quite enjoy them. There's no issue with feedback, obviously. It's a very clean sound.
Yeah.
But I do tend to rather prefer the acoustic. But that's just a personal preference.
Oh, sure.
And obviously, in a situation where you have a lot of feedback, you probably would be better off with the electric.
And what is your repertoire for tomorrow night?
We're going to be doing a lot of Robin's things, possibly some more traditional Irish tunes. I think the Royal Colonial Boy will definitely be in there. Robin, do you want to take that one on?
Can I sing harmonies with you, Tor? I'm coming in, boy. If you're doing traditional Irish tunes, I've got to be there. I just want to be there. I love that sound. But I've never heard the two of you doing traditional music, so it's going to be a treat. Robin, is that something that you're familiar with?
Well, I don't use a lot. I mean, there's a couple of tunes I've learned over the years. You know, Wild Clang Boy, and I was asked in a pub once by an old boy to play Shoals of Herring. And I didn't know the song at that time. I thought, that sounds like a song I should learn. So I've been doing that. And so there's a couple of ones. I'll just do a tour and everything, but it's not like tons of stuff. But we also play, you know, South African, like apart from my 80s classics, we play classics by other South African acts.
I was going to ask you that. You're not averse to playing covers, are you?
Well, look, I mean, it's covers. Yeah. It's songs that I, you know, we don't play top 40. I mean, I'm not going to play, you know, simply the best or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the songs that I enjoy playing by other acts, you know, Taj Mahal or, you know, even a Dylan song here and there. I mean, so I'm not, you know, for about 20 years, you didn't play covers at all. It was Strength Verboten, you know.
And yet there was a tune that you used to play that was a Donovan tune called Ricky Tikki Tavi, and I thought it was marvelous off that old album Open Road, yeah.
Yeah, I know, we'll be playing that for sure.
Oh, cool. Absolutely looking forward to it. What time do you start?
6 o'clock, I think it is, Ange.
So, yes, 6 o'clock on tomorrow night at the market. It's Ant Cawthorne, Blaze on fiddle, Robin Auld on guitar at vocals. And it's going to be something really special for you if you're in the vicinity of the Lifestyle Center to be present at. It's an unusual combination. It's, I reckon, it's two of the top musicians in the country. We're very fortunate to have them, courtesy of the Lifestyle Center, playing for you for no charge at all. Guys, thanks so much for joining me on the Dave Charles Show. I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Dave. And also, at this point, a very big thanks to Tessa for organizing it and inviting us to play at the Lifestyle Center. So, yeah, huge credit there as well.
I am sure that she is only too delighted to have you on the bill. Thanks so much, guys. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, eh? Thanks so much, Dave.